Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot happening out there in the sports world. Cole, let's whip around and see what's happening in our Daily Wires. This is The Buzz. The betting numbers are virtually 50-50 on money coming in on the Super Bowl, Eagles, wow, and Chiefs. BetMGM trading manager Christian Cipollini, who is an Eagles fan, says, I don't think we'll see either team get past 60% of the money bet. He says Eagles fans are typically betting the money line, whereas Chiefs fans are betting the spread.
And I completely agree with her. I think even if you're on the outside, Diesel, and you're not a fan of either team, I think it's split. People I've talked to at ball games, at high school games, here, I think it's split. I think half the people are picking the Chiefs, and the other half think the Eagles are going to win.
And isn't that a good thing?
Yeah,
right? If 100%. We have a competitive game, that's the best possible outcome there. We talked about this earlier in the show. Federal prosecutors are disputing claims by Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, that he stole money to pay back massive gambling debts, saying that there was no evidence that he suffered from a gambling addiction before he started draining Shohei's bank accounts. A prosecutor said the government investigation found only minimal evidence of Mizuhara's past legal gambling, stating that they looked at more than 30 casinos across the country, multiple online sports books, and he just didn't gamble that much.
He's innocent. He's all good.
Tomorrow night, we got a big-time matchup. I know you're going to be watching Cole, Cooper Flag, and Duke taking on North Carolina at 6:30.
Duke, North Carolina? Is that right?
Yeah.
Duke, North Carolina. I love that rivalry, man. I didn't realize it. Bam.
Is it?
Just like, yeah. Hey, I'll say this. Even though North Carolina's down, I think it still could be close. I really do.
The game will be at Duke.
Yeah.
Duke are favored by 13.5. The total is set at 150.5. So they're expecting a high-scoring game.
That one snuck up on me. Duke, North Carolina. I hope it's good. I hope it, like, North Carolina's down, Diesel, but it's a rivalry game. It should be close. I just hope it's not a blowout.
Arch Manning has opened as the favorite to win the 2025 Heisman Trophy, sitting atop the odds board at plus 750. Neither one of his famous uncles won the Heisman, so this would be huge for Arch
Manning.
Pretty
good. No good.
Yeah.
No good. I don't know, man. I think next year you're right. You're talking about him, Kate Klubnik. There's going to be 3 or 4 guys that are talked about, and you could certainly see, especially if Arch were to go on the road and beat Ohio State week one. Are you kidding me? They would go ahead and give him the Heisman week one.
The deadline to file objections to the $2.8 billion NCAA antitrust settlement was today, and it yielded more than a dozen legal challenges attacking the gigantic deal, Cole. 4 antitrust experts told ESPN the deal is still likely to be approved, but some of these objections have the potential to delay, reshape, or derail the deal. This is going to be huge for programs, Cole, that have spent a year now, almost a year, planning out how they're going to handle this new House versus NCAA ruling. And now that whole thing could be in flux. They could change everything at the last minute.
Shocker, right?
Right.
Complete shocker.
New Orleans Saints plan to interview Kellen Moore for their head coaching position after the Super Bowl. However, Moore doesn't seem to be all that interested in the Saints' job. knowing the quarterback position, or quarterback situation that he's going to have if he takes the job. Would you be willing, Cole, to give up a big-time opportunity for something as small as, I don't think we have the right quarterback?
No, Kellen Moore is a good coach, and I think he will be a good coach. He's the only coach right now they cannot interview, Diesel, because obviously he's playing in the Super Bowl. I know they're bereft of talent right now. I know the salary cap situation in New Orleans isn't good. But it's New Orleans. You've got one of the best fan bases.
Great fan base, great city, a lot of history. They've won Super Bowls there. Come on.
I'll tell you this.
The right quarterback is only a draft or two away.
Oh, 100%. 31st of January at 4:53 p.m., I say he does take the job. He is the next coach of the Saints.
I think he could have been the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Don't say that.
You could have had him. But Jerry had to jump the gun and hire Schottenheimer.
Shut up!
Those are your Daily Wires.
Oh, I'm done now. I'm exhausted. I don't want to do the show anymore. You made me depressed.
Sorry.
Diesel, however, some not depressing news in the very next segment. We talked before the season started about guardian caps, right, in the NFL. Concussions are down 17%.
Mm.
Are guardian hats or guardian caps to think? We'll get into that conversation next.